Okay, let's get started in Bamitsiya Daf Mem Dalad, and we are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the last couple of lines, the last section of Perek HaMafkid, as we get into the end of the third, beginning of the fourth Perek, and we start the world of Hazahav. But first, we have our work to do. First, at the end of HaMafkid, the last Mishnah in HaMafkid continues to discuss issues related to Shomrim, and that is HaChoshev L'Shloach Yad V'Pikadon. We've had the past two Mishnahs, the previous Mishnah also discussed the sugya of Shlichus Yad. If somebody wants to move a item and use an item that he's supposed to guard that he does not have permission to use. Hachoshev l'shloach yad. Remember the Rashi discussed the difference between sholach yad v'pikadon and shol shlomidas. But either way, he's using something without permission, and he thinks he's planning to use it, but he did not use it yet. Is that enough for him to be chayv in onsin? Does that make him a gazlan already? And we discussed whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Hachoshev l'shloach yad v'pikadon beisham hayomrim chayiv. Beisil Omrim, no, Eino Chayv Ashi Shaleach Bo Yad. Beisil says it's not in the decision. Some things are worked by the decision, but this is not. This is, you have to actually be Shaleach Bo Yad, Shenehemar Imlo Shalach Yado Bemlechas Re'ehu. He actually swears, when he swears that he did, was not Shaleach Bo Yad, right, remember, that's one of the parts of the Shvuas HaShomrim. Shvuas HaShomrim is Daraisa, but remember we said that there are three parts to the Shvuas HaShomrim. Shvuas She'ena Bershusa, we had that, Rav Huna, we had that earlier in the parak. Shvuas Shalo Shalach Bo Yad, and Shua Shalom Pasha, that he wasn't, whatever happened to the item, that he has to, but that's all part of Shuas HaShomrim. So that's what the Torah says, that you weren't Shalach Bo Yad. It sounds like that only if you were actually and not if you decided. That's the first part of the Mishnah. There is a big discussion here, among other places in Shas, various halachos, where the question is thought enough? Or do you need more than thought? What do you mean more than thought? The machlokas is you don't have to do an action. But there's something between thought and action, and that is dibur. Do you need at least dibur here? So Rashi says, Hachoshe l'shloach yad, Omar, Rashi has two chidushim, Omar bifnei edim, etol pikdono shoploni latzmi. Rashi says, that he says in front of witnesses, I'm going to take my pikadon, the pikadon of Ploni for myself. So Rashi clearly says, Amar, you need to say it. Tosfos also says, Hach machshava have dibur, kiddi yalif me al kol davar, v'chein machshavas pigol nami. Same machli, have another machlokas by pigol. Right, we know if a kohen is mafagel, he thinks that he's going to eat or burn the carbon la'achar zmano. That's how we darshan the psukim, even though the psukim seem to say in Parshas Sav that it's if you eat it after the time, we understand it based on Torah Shel Peh, if you do part of the avoda al menas that you're going to eat or burn the carbon lachas mano. So does the kohen have to? If the kohen thinks that, is that enough, or does he have to say it? So that's also a discussion in the Rishonim there. So Tosa says, just like over there by Pigol, it means dibur and not belave. So too here. So this is Rashi Shita, this is Tosfos Shita. This is not Pashtus, what the Rambam says. The Rambam makes no mention of Amar, the Rambam, in Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Yud Gimel. This is the sugya at the beginning of Zvachim. Shalosh Machshavos Hein Sheposel Nesach Karbanos. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel Alocha Aleph, of Psulei HaMukdashim, there are three types of Machshavos that Pasel the Karban. The Elohein, Machshavos Shinui Hashem, which means I think the wrong Karban. I said I'm supposed to bring an Ola, and I think Shlomim. Umachsheves Hamakom, that's Pigo. I'm sorry, that's Puzzle. I think I'm going to do it in the wrong spot. Umachsheves Hazman, and then the Rambam goes. Shini Hashem Ketzad, Hashokhet Hazevach Shalom Lishmo. Go Shaya Ola, Vyachashiv, Yachshav Shu Shlomim. Yishchadin Lishem Ola, Ushlomim. The Chulu, Machsheves Hamakom Ketzad, Shokhet Hazevach Lishmo. Manaz Lizrok, Domo, Lakhtir Mimenu Dava Roy, Chutzla Zara. Again, Chutzlim Komo. And then you have Pigo. The Rambam makes no mention of Amira. It sounds like it's purely machshava against Rashi and Tosfos. That's what it sounds like. That's the Mishnah Lamelach Sa'ara, the Mishnah Lamelach here. Midivrei Rabbeinu Nira, dekol machshava dekachem havi afilu below hotzas apeh, without saying a word. Right, and then he quotes in the parentheses, V'chein das ha-chinuch, achtosis parakama dezvachim. And b'metzia, near the sphere, it's called machshava, the kachim, sorach, hotza, v'peh. V'kari la machshava, so why is it called machshava? L'vishein b'maisa. It's the contrast to action. Remember, there are three levels. There is thinking it, saying it, and actually doing it. Kakas the Berak Tamin Ishchat, v'chulet, he continues. V'hateima meharam, shekasav, the Parshas Shoftim, Pasuk Latizbach, he quotes the Mizrahi, they saw on the Pasuk, called Davara, Darshina, called Dibora, Vayasar Alam Fagel, Dalav Davka Dibor, Lafilo Bemachshava, Kedavka Malechashev, Umiyach Nisu, Betagarze, right, why is the Mizrahi taking a stand? It's Machlokas Rishonim, where the Mishnah Melech says about, related to this issue. But again, it comes up in various places. That is number one. It also comes up, besides Pigol, and we have it here, what about by Birchas HaTorah? It's also another issue. If I just think Torah, do I have to say Birchas HaTorah when if I wake up in the morning and, halavai, we should all have this problem. We wake up and we're thinking about Tosis. And we're thinking about the sugya. We can't stop ourselves. Right? It's like some of us, you know, can't stop ourselves of checking our emails first thing in the morning. Except they checking the news. Checking that. Right? We can't do anything before we dive in. Well, we cannot look at the Tosis. So what if we think, does that need Birchas HaTorah? Or is it only Dibur? What about Ksiva? That's another element that comes up in Birchas HaTorah. That's the sugya. The Shulchan Aruch says, here her does not need Birchas HaTorah. Right? Here her does not need. Ksiva says, I think the Shulchan Aruch supports that L'Karchila, yes. Here the Gra argues on the Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon says, what do you mean? Here her is learning. What, if you learn, you don't get the mitzvah? You get the mitzvah when you think. There's even a story, they say over the Gra one time, that he thought he came up with all these chidut, he got a dream, and he heard hundreds of pshatim on a certain pasuk. And in the morning, he woke up, and he thought about it, and he forgot it all. And he said it was an onesh for thinking about it more before he said Berachas HaTorah in the morning. Okay, so that's the Gra l'shitaso, right? If the Shulchan Aruch would have had that dream, it would have been okay. But the Gra, you know, felt that it was wrong. Why? It's a mitzvah. What would the Shulchan Aruch answer? So you have to say this is a Birchas HaTorah sugya, that maybe Birchas HaTorah is not purely a Birchas HaMitzvah. Or, even if it is, Chazal only mandated Birchas HaTorah when there was more concretization of the mitzvah. Of course you do a mitzvah when you think about Torah. But maybe you need something more, just like to explain the reason of Nashim of Arfas Birchas HaTorah. Women make Birchas HaTorah. Why? So some say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah where they don't have to. Okay, women make Birchas HaZvan Gramiz, but this is the Shulchan Aruch talking. The Shulchan Aruch says women should say Berachas HaTorah, and the Shulchan Aruch say women are not allowed to say a bracha on Zman Gramas. So you have to give some other approach. And one could say that it's a mitzvah without it, but it's like it's not purely a Berachas HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of learning Torah. There are elements of Shevach, there are elements of the way Reb Chaim formulated is Torah, Toh, and Bracha. When we come into contact with Torah, we have to acknowledge that based on the Pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekra. Either way, that's Berachas HaTorah, but that's another area where Machshava, Dibur, Ksiva comes up. That's one element. The Bach here points out, right, the Bach here on Rashi and Amr Bifeidim, he says, if you look in Rashi and Kiddushin, he says it's Ladavka. Rashi Kiddushin says, Amar. Right? Chashav. Right? The Lav Davka Amar Al-Chashav. Rashi Kiddushin Mem Beis says, in the context it's the beginning of the second parak in the sugyas of Kadshim and Shlichus. So there he only says, Chashav. So is that a stira? Pasha is a stira. Stira between Rashi here and the Rashi elsewhere. If you look in the Ritva, before we answer the problem in Rashi, if you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva also discusses this issue. The Ritva says, Pirish Rashi, sorry, the Ritva says, previous page, said, Lav l'meimra d'chai b'machshav agredasa. Don't think Choshe means literally. Tava gemara nafkalula b'sham emidachseva called varpesh amadibur bin en miyas. V'had dekari lei machshav emishav delo tzorach lomar kein b'fnei edem. El afilu b'ino l'veino. V'shamu edem me'atzman me'achari akosel oshodim edavar. Machshav means you can say it to yourself. Say it to yourself. You know, it's the contrast in front of a Davidam Yelamaidam Rita, and then he quotes another context, right? Well, similar to what it says in Brachas, Lo Yivarech Ad Berchas Amazon Belibo. What does that mean? Lav Dafka Belibo. Ella Shelo Hishmiel LaAznav. Right? That's what it means. But sometimes it just means very quietly is enough to be considered Balev. Umixa Shaboseinu. Bali Tosfos say, Machshovin de Machshavas Hamur Linyan Pigol Bakashim, Kach Hikazu, the Tzricha Dibur, the Yeshomim, the Leisham, I saw Shomer Kibifle Edim, the Ainz and Nachon. Okay, the Ritva expands upon this, but then he brings in the issue of Edim. Rashi here not only says you have to say it in front of Edim. Is that true? You have to say it in front of Edim, and if I say it to myself not in front of Edim, it's not going to work? So that already is going a step beyond. Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyone Hashas assumes that's not what Rashi means here. And you answer both questions. One question answers the other one. Now, why should you say Bifnei Edim? If you say it, it doesn't work. Of course it should work. So, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, question one. Question two, how do you answer the Seer and Rashi? One question answers the other one. Rashi only says here, Bifnei Edim, to tip us off that for us to know about it, you have to have witnesses. And that's why he says it here, but fundamentally, it could even be chashav. He's just saying, Amar Bifnei Edim, because that's how you would know. But that's not what you would need, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. He quotes the Bach, and says, V'nira, de'ena kamanas Rashi, gam kan la fuke chishev. Rak mishum, de v'choshev, mi yodea ma'ashav aso. V'ena lav chiyev bezdin. V'lo shayach le misni chayev. Right? It's not proper. You wouldn't know. V'teda. And he says, de'ena kamanas Rashi la fuke chishev. And if he's just trying to exclude that possibility, lo havele lo meimer, Bifnei Edim. Rak amar levan. Like all the other Rishonim say. It must be Rashi is emphasizing, this is just how you know about it. But fundamentally, it could even be chasha. Sometimes we have an issue that fundamentally is belayv. You just need a physical action to know about it or to measure it. Right? We discussed this once before in the Masechta also. Remember the first parak, lo sachmod. The Rambam Shita, that lo sachmod is a lav she'ein bo maisa, and that's why you're not going to get malchus, but you're only going to violate once he sold it to you, or once he gave it to you. And ask the Raivin, everybody jumps on the Rambam. That's he sosur himself b'nei yubei. The Rambam says that you only violate once you got it, but it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Answers the Rishonim already, and the Achronim afterwards, the Smak says it beferish, lal sachmod is be'ikaron iser shebelev. It's in your heart. It's just that, it's measured, it's so bad that you even made him sell it. Right? So that's how far you went, but the ikar is belayv. So that is not exactly the same here. Here, Rabbi Yosef Engel is suggesting, we don't need it to be so far that Eid did, but that's just how you know about it. But sometimes, even if something is inherently belayv, still, you need the action just as a secondary reason. Okay, it's not exactly a parallel, but that's one idea. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. That's all one case of the Mishnah and the issue of Amira versus Shaliach v'chulu. Of course, let me just add one more point. If you thought to Choshev l'shloach boyad, actually, let's wait with that. Let's continue. Second half of the Mishnah. Hita separatin. Rashi says this is a davar bifnei atzmo. Hita es achavis v'natalem en arabiyas. What happens if somebody has a barrel and he tilts the barrel to take out a revius from the barrel, the nishbara, and then the barrel broke. Rashi says, la'achar zman, eino mishalem is revius. You were not kone the barrel. If I didn't pick up the barrel, I wasn't kone the barrel. I leaned it over. I did not do a kinyan agbah, so I was only kone the revius. Rashi, the shlichus yad, eino mischaye ba'onsin, ad sheyimshoch, o yad bia. Dahavi kinya shlichus yad requires a kinyan. You have to pick it up, right? We're talking about beis hillel shil shleich bo yad. So here, just leaning it is not a good enough of a maisa, right? That there, you only your kona what you took. Higbiya v'natalei men ravias v'nishbara. But if you picked it up and then took out the ravias and then mishalim to make kula, then you would have to pay for the whole thing because you were koneid. Good. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. So how do we know? How does Beis Shammai know? The Tanur Rabbanan, I'll call Dvar Pesha. I'll call Dvar Pesha. Dvar Pesha is with the allusion to even just words. Beis Shammai, Yomer Malam Beis Shachayev Ala Machshava Kamaisa. Right? Even on a Machshava Kamaisa. I'll call Dvar Pesha. Ubeisil Omer Masha Eino Chayev Ashe Shaleach Bo Ya Shinemar Mo Shalach Yadobim Lechazre Eo. Literally. Arnold Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Here's my Diyuk, says Beis Shammai. Follow Kfar Nemar Al Call Divar Pesha. Right? Dibur. This is the Raya from Tosfos and the other Rishonim. It's not just Machshava. It's Dibur. Divar Pesha. That's what Beis Shammai says. Armalan Beis Hillel Le Beis Shammai Follow Kfar Nemar Im Lo Shalach Yado Bimelech Hazreyeu. It actually says it. Actually being Shalach Boyad is what he has to swear about. Imk Mata Malomar Al Call Divar Pesha. So then what does Beis Hillel do with Al Call Divar Pesha? We're not so interested in what Beis Shammai does with the other pasuk because we don't pasuk like Beis Shammai. What does Beis Hillel do? I'll call Dvar Pesha Sheyachol, Ainli Elahu. Right? This is only if he is Sholeach Boyad. But Amar La'Abdul Shlucha Minayin, how do I know that he's even Chayiv if his Ebed or his Shliach is Sholeach Boyad? Tamalomar, I'll call Dvar Pesha. On all of the Dvar Pesha that he does, that's what that pasuk includes. Not to tell me even deep or slash Machshava, but include the Ebed and the Shliach. In other words, This is one of the exceptions to Ein Shleich Levar Aveira. As we have mentioned, Gemara and Kiddushin put them all together. But we've had, over this parak, we've had two at least, and that is the three exceptions to the rule where we say Yei Shleich Levar Aveira, Mi'ila, Shlichus Yad, and Tficha U'mechira. That is the... Those are the three exceptions to the rule. There is an interesting lashon of the sma, right? And we discussed earlier the sheet of the Rambam, while he only says me'ila is an exception to the rule. If you look in the sma writes here, where our Mishnah is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, our Mishnah, Reish Tadi Beis, Hashalech Yad V'Pikadon, Al Yado, O Al Yidei Shlucho, Hareza Gazlan, V'Nischayev Ba'onsa, V'Naziz Akzela, B'Reshuso, U'Mishali Moso Kedina Gazlanim, She'Yizbar Bilchaz Akzela. Shulchan Aruch says the Feirus. If you're Shaleach Yad, even Aydei Shliach, you, the Mishaleach, you're a Gazlan, and therefore you're responsible. Right? That's exactly what the Gemara. That's fine. That's Yishleach V'Aveir by Shlichus Yad. Says the Sma Nireb Dahainu Dafka. He says Amar Osa. Let's just see where this is going on. I'm sorry. Sorry. Denira Dahainu Dafka. Kishelo yada hashliach shehu shalachirim, o she'eno bar chiyuva, o she'eno malashalim. When do we say that the mishaleach has to step in and is responsible? If the shliach doesn't have any money to pay for it, or if he didn't know, or he's not a bar chiyuva. Dim lo kein, because if you don't say this, hakai malon ain't shliach the dvar aveira. Says the sma. Oh, you only say that the mishaleach is going to be chayev if the shliach doesn't know about it. The shliach doesn't have enough money to pay, because if not, ain't shliach the dvar aveira. Says the Sma. Asks the Velt on the Sma. What are you talking about? The Gemara says this is an exception to Shlichus Advar Avera. Why does the Sma have to stand on his head and say, you know when the Mishaleach, the Shulchan Aruch says the Mishaleach is going to be Chayiv, when the Shliach can't pay? What do you mean when the Shliach can't pay? This is Beferish an exception. We say, Yei Shliach Advar Avera. So asks everyone on the Sma, what is he talking about? It's against the Gemara. Says the Shach. Bikan Hera Hagon Adoni Avi Mori as Yadog Dola Vagoda Harifuso. This is where my father comes in, says the Shach. Lafisha Kol Tafsu Alas Mabaza. Velo Yardu Le Sov Daito. Right? He says everybody jumps on the Sma, but come on, you can't say the Sma forgot a Gemara. Or a few Gemaras that say the same thing. How could the Sma say this? Right? And he says, how do you explain? Vidas, he says, let me explain. He says, Lo ne'elam ane asma de gabi shlichus yad shayni. He says, you can't say. So he says, al dakasha. Lama, says yishlech v'aravera. So he says, what you have to say is that when we say yishlech v'aravera, that doesn't mean that only the mishalech is chayef. The Sma knows that. When we say yishlech v'aravera, that means that the person who actually did the avera is a great guy, he's a tzaddik. We're going to give him shlishi. Right, that, of course, no! Yesh Lilder Aveir just means he's also Chayiv. The Mishaleach is also Chayiv. So the Sma understands also Chayiv. That doesn't mean he's only Chayiv. He's also Chayiv, and therefore the Mishaleach actually did the Aveira. But Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishaleach also did. But you don't have to pay twice. So the Mishaleach will pay because he did the Aveira, if not the Mishaleach. But that's all that he means. Im kein asi meharibui lechayev mishaleach v'lo liftar et hashliach haga atzmecha im lo yehei lemishaleach l'shalem v'yehei l'shliach l'shalem yigra koach hamafkid mishar b'nei adam. What about the opposite case? What if the mishaleach doesn't have money? The guy, the mafkid, can't go to the shliach? Of course he can go to the shliach. He actually did the aveira, says the shach. Va'od the lab kra hava mina afim ein l'shliach l'shalim pater sholcho im kein hashad asi gor l'rabos. He says ein l'ano l'rabos elahecha shabafsed anifkad. So dvarv nechonim ma'od l'zako says balasma ukamosh kasev shadvarv nechonim l'dina becholo. A classic shach that once you finish reading the whole long shach where he stands everybody on his head, you think that the whole world is wrong and only the shach is right. And that's a classic. He'll take everyone, then he'll give an unbelievable pshat, and it'll show that, you know, everybody else is has a problem, and what I say is true. Right? We did remember the shach we did about Garmi? It's a six-column shach, where about Garmi is Daraisa, Garmi is Darabanan, same kind of thing. I'll quote many different mefarshim, and I once said that the shach had many svarim. He was wealthy, and he had many, many svarim, and he had svarim that nobody else had. He had everything. So you read the shach, you see, he had everything. And that's, he was able to come up with all of these chidushim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hita Sachav Eshulu. Again, if somebody leans over the barrel, that's not called a kinyan. Only if he lifts it up. This is only if it broke afterwards. That's where we say where he took it, where he didn't pick it up. That's where he's going to be potter because it was an ones. Right, it was ones, and it wasn't kona. Aval hechmitza. But if it became vinegar, mishali meskula, then he has to pay for it, even if he didn't pick it up. Why? My taima gire didehu dahanila. Why? That's called his arrows. Giri didei. Why? Rashi explains. Because wine is always better if it's in a full barrel. The second that you leave airspace, that's going to cause the wine to go bad quicker. And therefore, even though you didn't lift it, you weren't kona it, but you were mazik. By mazik, you don't need a kinyan. Right? The mishnah. Basically, what is Rava saying? This is only if you were a goslin. But if you were a mazik, then you're chayiv. Another case. Right? We read the Tosfos yesterday from Baba Kama Yud Aleph. Right? A mazik is not kona, but you're chayiv. So here too, you're going to be chayiv. Fine. Higviya v'natal imena v'chulu amar Shmuel lo natal natal mamish. Even if you didn't actually take anything from the barrel. Elakiva shehigbiya lito avabishlo natal. Right? Even if you just picked it up, right? Because you already kona it when you picked it up because you had the kavana to steal it. Even if you actually didn't take any wine from it. Says the Gemara, Lema Kasava Shmuel, Shlichus Yad Eina Tzrichi Chisar, and maybe Shmuel relates to the sugi we've had already three times, that Shlichus Yad does not require depreciation, because Shmuel explains the Mishnah, that even if you just picked it up and put it back down. Answer, Amri, Lo, Shani Achi, here is different. Here is different, Denichale, Detevi, Hachav is Kula, Basis Laharavias. What does that mean? Rashi explains a little bit, and the Ritzva expands on it. When somebody Shalech Boyad, before he, there's chisaron to the item, so maybe he's changed his mind. Maybe he's not going to, you know, do anything with it. That's why we might normally say tzricha chisaron. Once it's depreciated, there's no turning back. Before that point, though, it could be that the person has changed his mind to put it back. He's a nice guy. He's really doing tshuva, and therefore he put it back. That's why we usually say tzricha chisaron. But here explains the Gemara, maybe it's different. Maybe here he picked it up and then he's not doing anything. You know why? Because he knows that wine stays better when it's all full. That's why he's not taking anything out. Not because he's a great guy and he's doing tshuva, but because he wants the wine to stay fresh and good. So therefore there's no raya, there's no hochacha that he's not doing anything is his putting it back, and therefore you won't say that it is something that is proof that does not need a chisar, right? You see the end of the Rashi. Aval yayin she'eino mishtamer ela b'kli malei havi lei kamisha natal. If you took it, v'hinicho im shar lehishtamer v'nasa shoal kol shar achavis. Or the Ritva says even more expansively. The Ritva explains this again, expanding on Rashi. He says the kol kamish lo chasra amrinon. Generally, it needs chisaron because as long as you didn't have chisaron, amrinon shelo gomer b'daito ligzol u'mahader haderbe. You're returning it. Aval hacha ein. Here might be a different kind of case. You don't need chisaron. Umashalo natal elo mipreishalo gomer v'daito ligzol elofisha hayayin eno mishtamer elo beklimali shenichosham v'kiva dekein havelikivul natal kfar v'chazav enichosham lehishtamer, and you're a shoel on everything. So this is a different kind of case, so you can't bring me rias. Fine. Says the Gemara Boi Ravashi. What about the similar case? Higbiya arniki. What's a nafkamina? A nafkamina could be something that you won't be better with all of them, or maybe not. What if I picked up a wallet that I'm supposed to be watching? I'm shalech boyad in a wallet, and then I put it down, or in a change purse. It's probably a better description. A change purse. Mahu chamru delomintar ella agav chamru. Do I say by wine? That's where wine helps wine to be full. So that's where we could say, oh, maybe here you don't need chisaron. Avol zuze mintar, but money. Money, just take money, and what's to do with guarding it? Oh, what difference would it make? Oh, Dilma, no. Shani ni tirusa darniki, ni tirusa de dinar. Or, it's easier to lose one coin than it is to lose a purse full of money. So even if you want to take some of the coins, maybe you say, you know what, let me leave it in here so I don't lose it. Right? Because often we can't find one little piece of, one little thing that we have in one of our pockets, even though it would be easier if we had a larger bag. So what do you say about that? Would you compare it to the wine barrel case or not? Teku, so that question is not answered. So, many issues of Shmira that we have discussed. So, to summarize, first two prakim in this Masechta, we've had in Yoni Mitzia, different lost items that people are fighting about, lost items that people jump on at the same time, lost shtaros, that was the last 8-10 blad of the first parak. If you lose a shtar, if a third party loses a shtar, you find a get, you find a balchov. That's all part one. Part two, the second parak was about the mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. How far does that go? What are my responsibilities? Simanim, Yeyush, that was all the second parak. And the third parak related to Inyani Shomrim Hamafkin, right? What are the responsibilities of a Shomer, similar to the first two parakim? What are the responsibilities of a Shomer Aveda? That's how the connection. Now we start a new world. Now we start issues of transactions. The fourth and the fifth parak, transactions having to do with kinyanim and having to do with ribbis. That's the fifth parak, fourth and the fifth parak. They're different, but they are often looked at as together. They're two of the more unique, somewhat challenging, different topics here in the fourth and the fifth parak. And then after that, Beis Hashem in the sixth parak, we get back to other inyanim of shmira and workers. Because a socher and hired workers are similar to shiris, a socher as a umnin. Either way, that'll be that. But first, we get into now Perek Hazav. Perek Hazav starts off with issues of kinyanim. So, what do we have to know about the beginning of this perek? Right, the halacha is that as we have been talking about kinyanim, when I want to be kona an item, I have to do a kinyan on it. I have to pick up the item, kinyan hagva. I have to pull it, kinyan meshicha. I have to give over the reins, kinyan mosera. I have to do a kinyan on the item. If I just pay for it, that's not a kinyan. The ikker kinyan is picking up the item. We'll get to in a couple of daf from now, but Hashem, the issue of ma'os konos, meaning midrabanan, midaraisa, but the assumption for now is that metaltlin are nikne bekinyan. The payment, if I just paid for it, I could still be chozerbo. If I did it, if I paid you, but I didn't take the item yet, I could be chozerbo. The Mishnah is going to say that we curse you for going back on your word, but it works. Because fundamentally, the kinyan did not take place yet. If I pulled the item, but I didn't get paid yet, too late. Kinyan's done. So sometimes it's not so clear what's the item and what's the money currency paying for the item. Most of the time, it is. I buy a cup. So you give me a cup, and I give you money. The cup is the item. What we would call the peira. That's the language the Gemara uses for the item. The fruit. And the currency is called the tiva, the currency. So most of the time, it's not an issue. What's the payroll? What's the tiva? What's the object that you have to pull and the kinyan's done? And what's the currency? But sometimes, it's not so clear. Even though on a conceptual level, you could say, the cup's buying the money. But that's not so common the way we understand it. But we have to, usually it's clear. But sometimes it's not so clear. And just also by way of introduction to the perek, again, as we know, the first step in the daf is to understand the Gemara and the cases. So we might be spending a little more time just on the pshat of the Gemara, just to make sure it's clear as we go through this perek and its currency monetary issues. So, what about, why is it not clear in some cases, what if I'm trading silver and gold? Which is the item and which is the currency? Which is the way that we say, oh, once you're kona this, there's no going back. The kinyan is done. Which is the currency? Gold and silver is the first case, right? You're giving me gold. I'm giving you silver instead of the gold. What is the peira, the object? What is the tiva? So just to foreshadow, the maskana of the Gemara is going to be the more liquid the item, that's the currency. And the thing that is not so liquid that you can't use as much in the store, that's going to be called the item. That's going to be called the object, the peira. That's going to be the maskana. That's not, we didn't get there yet, but let's just understand the Mishnah based on that. So, here we go. Hazav kones ha-kesef. Gold is kone kesef. What does that mean? That the zahav is the object, is the peira. When I take the gold, that's called taking the item that I'm buying, that I'm paying for with silver. Hazav kone es hakesef. The zahav is kone. You see Rashi. Let's read the Rashi on top, and it's the yesod of the whole Mishnah. Halokeach dinari zahav, tzvuim, bedinari kesef. Right? I'm trading gold and silver. V'nasam lo dinari zahav, meshichas hazav kone es hakesef. Lobal hazav. Right when I pull the gold, then I now own the gold and I owe you silver. But the kinyan is done. The kinyan is done. V'nischayev lo zeh, mishakibel dinari zov, laseslo dinari akesef. V'eino yohol afterbo. You can't be choserbo, because the kinyan is done already. Why? It's like I pulled the apples. I pulled the gold. That's the item. Avala kesev, next line of the Mishnah, ha-kesev eino kones azov. Kesev is not kones azov, meaning if you give kesev, it's as if you paid for it, but you didn't take the item yet. You paid for it, but you didn't pick up your groceries. So that is not the kinyan, that's just giving the money, but the kinyan did not take place yet. Rashi continues, v'dinar zov eino ela kishar metaltalinu peros, u'ma'os einon konos ache yimshocha metaltalin. Ma'os is not konos until you actually pull the metaltalin. That's zahav and kesef. As we'll see, based on the svar that we just had, maybe kesef is more liquid. You could use it more, and that's why kesef is called the currency, and zahav, the gold, is called the object. Next, ha-nechoshes, kones ha-kesef, va-kesef eino kones ha-nechoshes. Nechoshes is kone kesef, meaning nechoshes is called the item. Copper is less liquid, you could use it less, so therefore, that's also called the kinyan. Interesting. So you might have said silver is in the middle. Silver is less valuable than gold, but more valuable than copper. But in both cases, kesef is called the currency, because that's the most common. Right? So, nechoshes kones ha-kesef, if I'm buying silver, buying copper with silver, so copper is called the item, va-kesef eino kones ha-nechoshes. But kesef is not kones ha-nechoshes. If I just give the kesef, it's as if I'm paying for it, but I didn't get the item yet. There's one case not in the Mishnah, the Rush says, what about zahav and nechoshes? That case is not in the Mishnah, and the Rush has 2 days about that. 2 days about when you put gold and copper together. They're both not so liquid. One may be for opposite reasons. One for its value and one for its inferior quality, maybe. But that's the 2 days in the Rush. Weiter. Ma'os haroz konos esayafos. If you have literally bad money, inferior money, Rashi says shenifsalu, right? There's something wrong with the currency. So that's not called currency. That's just called an item. It's like, buying a stamp that's not usable anymore. So an old stamp, that used to be a stamp, but it's not usable anymore. So that's called an object. So here too, mo'os haro'os konos es hayafos. V'hayafos inon konos es haro'os. The good money is called currency, and therefore that does not have the kinyan, but mo'os haro'os, that is the kinyan, that's called the item. Asimon. Asimon is always mentioned in Shas. A coin that does not have a tsura on it. Doesn't have a form on it. So asimon, kone samadveya. That is kone, that functions as the object for madveya. Madveya is money that is used to buy things. Va madveya ino kone asimon, but madveya is not kone asimon. Madveya is called the currency, and therefore if you give that, so then that's not cool. The kinyan is not done yet. And finally, metaltalin, kone samadveya, metaltalin, objects. Right, that's kone matbeya, because here it's called the object. Matbeya ain't a kone metaltzlin, but it's a matbeya. If you give the money, that is not kone metaltzlin. Good. The mafarshim take out the klal, because we're about to say something new. It's not just summarizing what we just said. Kala metaltzlin konin zeze. Whoa. What about this case? So now it's a little tricky. What if you're trading apples and oranges? Right, which is it? There's nothing that's more liquid and not more liquid. So says the Mishnah, konin zeze. What does that mean? Rashi says, if you're doing it as, last couple of skinny lines in Rashi, there are two ways that we might formulate a kinyan of metaltalin in both directions. You might call that, Rashi says, bein bataras chalipin. Chalipin, we're trading, we're bartering. Barter. Heklif elu be'elu, cow for horse, right? Apples for oranges, right? So in that case, once you pull one of them, they're both called Pera in that case. So once you pull one, the other one's done. Or the Torah's Dumim. Or Dumim. How much are you going to give me for the cow? I'll give you this amount. Oh, you know what? I don't have money, so let me just give you this item in lieu of the money. So that's Dumim. But either way, if you're giving Metaltzlin in both directions, once the first one is pulled, so then the other one is Nikneh. Case that, for example, Moshachem enu peros, v'lo nasan lo mos, enu yachal achzerbo. If somebody takes fruit, and then he didn't pay yet, but he can't be chozerbo. Masan lo mos, v'lo moshachem enu peros, yachal achzerbo. But the opposite is true. Right? If I paid, but I didn't take the item yet, so then I can't be chozerbo. This is like a zehakwal. This is like a general. Avalamru, but even though you could be chozerbo after you paid the money, the kinyan did not take place yet, but still, Chazal say, Mishapara. Mishapara, Miyanchi Dor HaMabel, Umidara Palaga. Some, the one, Hashem, who paid back, who punished the Dor HaMabel on the Dor HaFlaga, who Asilihi Para, Mimisha in Omeid B'Diburo. He will pay back for those who don't stand in their word. Meaning, if you paid and you're being chozerbo for no good reason, if there's a good reason, fine. if you found a problem in a mekatos. But if there's no good reason, your chozerbo, though the kinyan did not take place yet, you should not retract. Right, and if you do, then you get what's called a mishapara. Right, you get a mishapara. Right, why dafka is the dor hamabul and the dor haflaga? Hashem has punished many generations. Right, why dafka those? So you might say, on the simple understanding, right, at least the dor hamabul, it's all about gezel. Right, nechtam zardina mala gezel. So that's why they. That's the one that is a singled out. But what about the dor haflaga? And what's the common denominator between the dor hamabul and dor haflaga? And what does that have to do with our case? So one of the Achronim, the Tiferes Tzion, quoted here in the Biurei Adaf, suggests, really the root in both cases was a lack of bitachon. Why does a person steal? They think that Hashem is not giving them enough money legally, they're worried, and therefore I have to go to my own means to try to make it work. So stealing, Genever Gzela, is really a reflection of a lack of emunah and a lack of bitachon. Because if I really trusted Hashem, I know Hashem's going to give me what I need, you know, without my having to work in an illegal way to do a certain negative and illegal ishtablis. And that was the Darflaga, obviously. Bitachon trying to fight against the Kodesh Baruch, who built a tower up to Hashem, and Vechulu. He says, Shilo Yamam and Vashkacha Pratis, Lohaya Choserbo. And so to here, if you're backtracking on your deal for no good reason, you obviously feel, if there's a good reason, fine. But if not, Hashem will take care of you. Don't worry about it. You're already committed. Just go through with it. So you lack the bitachon and the hashkacha. So that's dor hamabul and the dor haflaga. That is the connection. That's why Bezin is mazir him in this regard. Fine. Last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shakesef biyado, yado lahal yona. Whoever has the money, meaning the mocher, the seller, has the money. Yado al ha'el yona, his hand is on wins. Meaning what? Last Rashi on the Mishnah, Polig ad Rabbanan. He argues on the Rabbanan. Da Amri, who the Rabbanan said, Nasan lo mos yochal achzerbo, afilu lo keyach. The Tanakh says, really, both can be chozerbo, but you're going to get a mishapara. Rabbi Shimon says, only the mocher. So you might have, it's unclear exactly what he's arguing on, but the Gemara is going to say that it means that he's saying only the Mocher has rights of retraction, but not the Kona. Here we go. Masi la Rebbe, Reb Shimon Berei, Hazav, Kona Sakasef. So Rebbe taught to his Reb Shimon, his son, like we have on in our Mishnah. The Zav is called the Kesef. The Zav is called the Peira, and the Kesef is called the Tiva, the currency. Amar Lei, he says to his father, Rebbe, Shanita lanu b'yaldu secha, ha-Kesef kones ha-Zav. V'takso v'tishra lanu b'ziknu secha, ha-Zav kones ha-Kesef. You taught, many years ago, you taught us the opposite. You taught the opposite, ha-Kesef kones ha-Zav, that the Kesef is called the object, and not the Zav. So I don't understand, Abba. So Bialduse my sover, Bizaknuse my sover. What did he hold Bialduse? What did he hold Bizaknuse? The Ritva says, it doesn't sound like he had that he was Choserbo. It sounds like he had a certain svara that was important both earlier in his life and later in his life. So the Gemara is asking, you know, what was he thinking earlier, what was he thinking not? There's gotta be a difference. Well, gold and silver didn't change. So what's the difference? So, Bialduse Ksavar, when he was younger he felt, Dahaba de Choshiv Havitiva. Whatever is more Choshiv, that's what you say you're paying with. That's the currency. Kasva de lo Choshiv Havitiva. And that's why silver, which is not as Choshiv, that's called the payra, the object, but Kona de payra the Tiva. And we know the object is what works when you're Kona it. But Bizik Nuse Savar, but Bizik Nuse when he was older, so then it's what we explained earlier, kaspa de charif havetiva, kaspa, which is kesef, which is more liquid, which is easier for hotza'a, right? Rashi says, over la socher, quoting from Parshas Chayesara, so that's the tiva, daba de lo charif havetiva, but currently per la tiva, right? It might even be the opposite way. The thing that's more significant than special usually is not what's more liquid. And that's what he felt when he was older. Interesting, there's this little story here that we just learned, but there's a halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch based on this story. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, in Reish Mem Beis. In Reish Mem Beis, the first, what simon is that about? Hilchas Kvod Rabo, the Talmud Chacham. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv Adam b'Kavod Rabo v'Yiraso Yoser mi b'Shel Aviv. A person is Chayiv in the covet of his Rebbe and the awe of his Rebbe even more than of his father. Rama. Aviv Shehu Rabo Muvak. What if your father is your Rebbe? What if your father is a Rebbe? What should you call him? What should you call him? Should you call him Abba or should you call him Rebbe? So, Aviv, Shu, Rabbo, Mubak, Kore, Oso, Bidabro, Rabbo. Call him Rebbe. Aval, Rabbo, Sheinu, Mubak, Karen, Oso, Abba. If he's your Rebbe, Mubak, meaning Rov, Chachmaso, Mimano, then you call him Rebbe. But if he taught you things, but he's not your Rabbo, Mubak, then you can still call him Abba. How do you know that? The parentheses in the Ramah. Svaras Harav, Mimashma'us Hatur, Umishas, Reish, Perek, Hazahav. Right, you look at the beginning of Hazav. What? Remember, Rebbe tells his son, Rebbe, Mazi, Rebbe, Reb Shimon. Hazav goes to Kesef. Omer Le, Rebbe. He calls him Rebbe. He calls his father Rebbe. Ah, you gloss over that, but that's right here. That's right here in the Ramah. This story makes it into the Ramah in the beginning of Simon Reish Membeis in Yaredeya. Okay, weiter. Omer Ravashi, Ki Yalduse Misavra. Ravashi says, back on the second line now, I think like what Rebbe said in his Yalduse, meaning not what we hold. I thought Hakesef should be Kona the Zav. And if that was true, the name of this parak would be Hakesef, not Hazav. But that's what I think is correct. Why? Midiktani, from the next line of the Mishnah. Hanachoshes Kona Hakesef. Because the next line says Nachoshes is called object, right? And that's what's Kona the Kesef. So, E Yamed Bishlama, Kaspa Lagabi Dava Peira Have, if you say silver to gold, if you say the Kesef is called the object and the Zav is called the currency, so that's why you have to say the next line of the Mishnah. Because silver flips function. Hainu de katani and nechoshes kones akesef. Tiavo bi de lagabi dava peira habe, lagabi nechoshes tiva habe. If you say silver is called the object in relation to gold and called currency in relation to copper, then you understand why you have to say out the first two lines of the Mishnah. Ela e amrit kasu lagabi dava tiva habe. But if you say it's the same, silver is always the currency, whether it's compared to gold, whether it's compared to copper. So then, why do you need both cases? Says Ravashi. Hashto lagabi dava de chashivine amrit tiva habe. Regard compared to gold, which is more chashiv than it, silver is called currency. Lagabi nechoshes de iu chashiv the iu charif mi boy. Regarding copper, where silver is more chashiv and more liquid, is it a question? Of course, says Ravashi. Therefore, I think kesef kone es hazav. But interesting, not because of any svara really, but because of the linguistic problem with the Mishnah. So the Gemara though defends itself. Itzrif, the Gemara says, no, we would still need both cases in the Mishnah. Salka da dechamina, I might have thought hani priti ba'asra desagi inhu charifi tvemi kaspa ema tivahave. You might think it goes by place. You might think that if there is a place where copper is used more, and copper is the currency, so then you would say that the copper is the tiva. You might have said things switch, depending on place. Kamash malon lo. Kivan dika duchta dlo sagi bay, pay rahave. Because there are places that copper cannot be used, right, for currency, and that's not the common occurrence, so pay rahave, that is why it's called Peira, even though it sometimes it is more charif, you don't go by the different tails, it's always Peira compared to Kesef, and that's the chiddush of the second line of the Mishnah. Even though Kesef, in both cases, is called the currency, that's why the Mishnah has to say the second line, period. Reb Chiya also thought, right, all these Amoraim that thought against our Mishnah, but we have our Mishnah. Reb Chiya also thought that gold was Tiva, gold was the currency as compared to, let's say, silver. Derav Osef, how do you know that? From the following story. Derav Osef Dinar mi barte de Rabbi Chiya. Rav borrowed money, borrowed gold. Dinar is Dinar Zav. He borrowed gold from the daughter of Rabbi Chiya, Lesof, Iyakir, Dinri, and then gold went up. Gold went up in value. So, Asa Lakami de Rabbi Chiya, he came in front of Rabbi Chiya, the father of the girl he borrowed money from, right, to ask what to do. What's the issue? The issue is the Mishnah later on. We had this once before in this Masechta. Here we have it the second time. The Mishnah later on in the Ayin Hey quotes the Issa Drabanan called lending Sa'ah B'Sa'ah. I borrow eggs from you today. I give back eggs in a month from now. The problem is that might be a little bit of smack of ribbis because maybe the price of eggs went up or down. Right, up would be ribbis. So therefore, says the Gemara, Mishnah, you're not supposed to do that. You can't borrow Sa'ah B'Sa'ah. We'll have to talk a lot about that, Lamaisa. But that's the Mishnah. So here, Rebbe, right, he's nervous, right? Rebbe Chiya is nervous because, Rav is nervous because
the gold, the price went up. If he gives it back, it might look a little bit like ribbis. Again, it's not ribbis daraisa. Ribbis daraisa is actually if you mamish, borrow and sell money, borrow money, and you agree to pay back more. That's ribbis daraisa. But there's a lot of cases of ribbis darabanan. So this is a case. He wants Rabbi Chiya to know what to do here. So says the Gemara, Amar Le, Zil Shlimla, Tavin Vitakilin. Go pay her back. Don't worry about it. Pay her, good. Don't just pay her, meaning no problem. Why was it no problem? Why isn't this a problem? So the price of gold went up. It would only be a problem if gold is an object. But if gold is currency, it wouldn't be an object. Because fluctuations of currency is not ribbis. That's not what we're talking about. That's the raya that we get from Rabbi Chiya. So, Iyamid Bishlama Dava Tiva Have Shafer. If you say Rabbi Chiya looked at gold as currency, then Shafer, then it's fine. Because there's no ribbis by currency going up. If you borrow $10 and then you pay back $10 in a month, even if $10 has more buying power later on, that's not ribbis. That's currency. Elai Amrit Peira Havi, but if you say gold is Peira, it's an object, so Havi Le Sabasa, then it should be looked at as Sabasa, a problem of Ribbis Vasser. So therefore, the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya must hold. From this story, it must be that he holds gold as the currency and not the object. Says the Gemara, maybe not. That's not true. Rav Dinare Havi Le. No, you know why? There's a different reason it was Mutter. Right, sometimes the Gemara says, you know, Befeirishidmar o Mechlala Itmar. So here here's one of those examples. Rav Chiya didn't say his reason. There was a different reason why he was mutter. Rav had dinarim with him. When he borrowed the gold coins originally, he had gold coins in his house, he just couldn't find them. He couldn't find it. And the Mishnah says Befeirish later on. Look at that Mishnah. If the person borrowing has but he just can't find them, then there's no Issa Rabbanan of Sa'a B'Sa'a. No, is sir. That's what the Mishnah says. Lo yomar adam lachavero, haveni krochitim, ani etim lecha legorin. I'll give you in a month from now. I'll pay you back chitim. Aval omer lo, haveni ashiyavo bani. Lend me until my son has money for me. I just haven't gotten it yet. Oshe emsa mafteach. Or I can't find the key. Right? So that is not included. So, Rav, dinari avile. The kiva da avile, dinari, since he had dinarim, naasek omer lo, we treat it as if the Hetzer in that Mishnah, Halveni Achayavo Bini, Achayem Samateh. What's the Svara for that Hetzer? If we say Sav Besaz and Issa Drabanan, you can't pay back an item because it might have gone up in value. What's the Svara? So look at Rashi right here. Rashi says, Dinari Havile, Kishalav Es Elu, the Gabi Sav Besaznan, and in that Mishnah of Sav Besaz, the Mishnah of Dafayin A, Avalomer Bahalveni Achayavo Bini, Achayem Samateh. What's the Svara? She Elu Shebi Yado, Niknin Lamalve. Uber Shuso Hukru. If I have gold coins, it's as if these gold coins are really yours from today. And if it went up in value, it went up in your Rishus. Deribis Abisab Derabanan. Because remember, the whole starting point here is a creation of the rabbis. It's a rabbinic problem, so we say we're allowed to view it, if it's solved, in a lenient way. B'chiyagabna lo gazer. If it's Ribis Daraisa, you can't play around. But if it's Ribis Derabanan, so then in this case, that is what we say. Period. So, Rabbi Chiya is not Dafka holding of the Shita of Zahav being currency. Next try. Omar Rava. Hai Tana Saradava Tivahavi. The following Tana also seems to hold that gold is Tiva. Gold is currency. Why did Tanya the Brisa says? We have this Brisa back in Kiddushin. It's really a Mishnah in Masechet Idios. Pruta Sha'amru Echad Mishmona Bisur Italki. Whenever the Torah says there's a shear of a Pruta for a certain halakha context, it's 1/8 of an Italian Isar. L'may Nafgamino Kiddusha Isha. That's why it was brought in Kiddushin. Right, for Kiddushin, you have to give at least that amount of money. Isar, Echad Me'asar Barba B'dinar Shel Kesef. And Isar is 1/24 of a silver dinar. L'may Nafgamina, L'mekach U'memkar. That's Mekach U'memkar for Mekach U'memkar, for business dealings, if you promise to give a certain number of Isar. Dinar Shel Kesef, this is the one that's important for us, the last one. A dinar of Kesef is equal to Echad Me'asar V'chamisha B'dinar Shel Zav. One dinar of Kesef is equal to 1/25 of a dinar zahav. One dinar kesef is 1/25 of a dinar zahav. L'may nafkemino, l'pidyon aben. Pidyon aben. You have to give 5 slotin, the Torah says. So, just a little math to help us understand it's just like 2 equations, right? To help us understand the next lines of the Mishnah. So what did the Gemara say? One silver dinar is equal to 1/25 of a dinar zahav. 20 dinare kesef, right? 20 dinari kesef. 1 dinar kesef is 1/25. So 20 dinari kesef are equal to 20/25
of a dinar zahav, which means four-fifths. Four-fifths of a dinar zahav. So how many, what do you have to give for pidyon haben? Four-fifths of a dinar zahav is a fixed amount. That's what the Braisa is saying, and that is what has to be paid to the Kohen, right? As we'll see. You have to pay, as the Torah says, you have to give to the Kohen the four pidyon haben. So here we go. See, amr bishlam ativa have, if gold is the currency, so that's why mishar tana b'midi dekayitz. What is the price of saying for pidyon haben? The silver is 1/25 dinar zahav. It's saying, and that's the amount that always has to be given to the Kohen. See, if it's currency, we understand that that's the currency that has to be given to the Kohen. It's midi dekayitz, the fixed amount. 4/5 of a dinar zahav, is that's the fixed amount that always has to be given. Ela e amrit peira havi, but if you say gold is considered the object, gold is called the peira, so then why would the Braisa be telling me in gold how much I always have to give to the Kohen? It'll be fluctuating. Tana b'midi de'okir v'zil. Will the Braisa be telling me something that goes up and down? Zimna de'mahadilei kohana. Sometimes the Kohen's going to have to give back to the father. V'zimnin de'mosiblei ihu b'kohana. Sometimes he'll have to give more. If gold is the object, so then the Braisa is telling me is a problem. Right? It would be telling me something that would be, it would go up and down. Ela shvamina, tiva havi shvamina. That's why the Tana of this Braisa must be assuming that Zahav is the currency, and that's why it gives me the amount for Pidyon Haben in gold. Because if it's currency, that's how much you have to give. Always. It doesn't matter if the buying power goes up or down. That's how much the Torah demands for Pidyon Haben. Just interesting one line, it talks about here that sometimes maybe the Kohen would have to give it back because it's too much or too little. There is a Sheilas Yavetz that talks about giving back the money of the Pidyon Haben. Right, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden discusses in Aleph Kuf Nun Hey. Ra'isi lahaskir be'inyin mashenogim harbe kohanim lahachzer pidyon. Right, a lot of people give it back. So nowadays, you know, sometimes people, there's a gemach for like the coins. So you give it, but you have to actually give it mamish. It's his. If he wants to give it back, he can't, but he could keep it. But in the minhag in many places is to give it back. But he says, nachon be'inai. It's a good minhag and it should be done. The tova yashal inoho king tabid. Even though it says the coin shouldn't be rogel on this because then it kind of like reflects that it wasn't even his, says the Sheilas Yavetz, a tremendous chiddush. That's only by kohanim miyuchasim. Aval b'kohani chazaka ba'alma ki ha'idna. But nowadays, we don't know vada if somebody's a kohen. Right? It's kohen chazak muchzak. Af agav de l'chumra azlinam bo l'chol mili. Even though we go l'chumra, and they can't go into a cemetery, and we use them for pidyon haben because that's what we have. Mishum de lo efshir ba'achrini. Miyula hakelo, but not l'kula. Meaning, to be moti mamun from a father, misafik. Maybe you're not a kohen. How can you keep the money? And therefore it says the Sheilas Yavetz, you should give it back. So to go that far, the poskim are not happy with. How can you say that? We treat them as kohanim. And then he says at the end, Lushitaso, Gam Nirali, Shalatesi they call Safik Efshari, Yishgamkin ala avliftos bacharo mikol kohanim sheyuchalimso. You meet a new Kohen, give him Pidyon Haben money. Dilma Misrami Lekohen Miyuchas Vaday. Maybe one of them is a good one. Maybe one of them is a real Kohen. Omehai Taima Nami Ben Kohen is Velavia. The opposite. If somebody is the son of a Kohen or Levia, who we assume they don't need Pidyon Haben, do it Misafik. Yesh Liftoso Hashem Misafik. De Maishna Mikol Sveika Daraisa. De Komai De Efshalet Kune Misakanina Lasisi De Safik Bechol Tatsdike De Ika Lemavid. Avo Ben Kohen, he says, the Ben of a Kohen, I wouldn't be Nifte. Because Shiloh, because then he might go into a cemetery. It might lead to other things. But this is a tremendous chiddush. We say that a kohen can give it back. Not that he should or have to give it back, but that is the suggestion of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Again, there's a lot in the sugya of Pidyon Haben. The sugya is, can you give it to a katan? Right? That's the sugya of the ksos. In Siman Reish Mem Gimel, right, what exactly is happening by Pidyon Haben? Are you giving the child Kedusha? Are you removing Kedusha? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a thought that we always like to mention at the end of Parshas Bo. But again, Pidyon Haben is a very big topic. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we'll continue with San Hassan. We'll continue in Hazahav, Ben Hashem, on tomorrow's stuff.